It's time for The Drive's Top 5 at 5.
Quitting time on your Thursday, 5 o'clock, here on Fan Run Radio. Russell Baird, Trey back with you. Top 5 at 5, brought to you by Citizens National Bank, the official bank of The Drive. Check them out online at cbtn.com. So, Bear, I was talking to Folky here during the break. I slipped into my Sling Blade voice.
That'll be all right.
That whole thing, right?
Yeah.
And I could tell he instantly, like,
had no idea.
Yeah. Yeah. So I had to explain it to him, like, no, I'm not going crazy. And I said, have you seen Sling Blade? He goes, no. Billy Bob Thornton? He goes, name sounds familiar.
Well, yeah, I mean, he hadn't really done anything.
Kid doesn't know who Billy Bob Thornton is. Well, has he been out of it for a while?
Yeah, kind of. I think he's doing music. He's one of these guys that's concentrating on his music career.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Monsters Ball, Friday Night Lights.
Bad Santa. He's done a bunch of good ones.
Yeah.
Deep Impact, Armageddon.
What was that movie with Halle Berry?
Monsters Ball.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Spend a lot of time looking up that scene, do you, Trey?
No, I thought it was a good movie.
It was a good movie. Married to Angelina Jolie. I'm looking at his Wikipedia. He has been married 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times.
Wow.
A lot of alimony.
He doesn't give up on love easily, old Billy Bob. 64 years old, been married 6 times. Bear.
An idiot.
Top 5 of
5. Number 1. The NFL is shortening its 2020 preseason to 2 games, according to sources. Part of a larger, I'm never going to pronounce this word right, a larger acclimatization plan for players after an unprecedented virtual offseason program during the coronavirus pandemic, Russ. So they basically canceled weeks 1 and 4 of its original preseason schedule. And this is following canceling the August 8th Hall of Fame game.
Yeah, and Dan Haley told us earlier, you know, they're going to do that next year anyway. The preseason football is just – it was so dumb, man. Nobody it's not important.
It's just a cash
grab. Yeah, give us 2 preseason games and let's get rolling. What do you guys think about preseason games for college?
No.
Have a preseason game, like a tune-up game, like let Tennessee play ETSU or something and make a bunch of money for the state?
Yeah. I kind of like it, like a closed scrimmage.
Yeah.
Well, no, you're saying open, but yeah.
I mean, if it didn't any other time, I don't think it makes sense right now.
Like
with what's going on.
If there's no pressure to play, you know, you don't have to worry about a guy playing 90 snaps. You know, you can play everybody. You can play your true freshman. You can play your walk-on. You got 100 guys out there and let everybody get some run in and make a bunch of money and give more football to the people. That's all I'm in favor of, more football for the people.
Didn't Tennessee used to have, like, a JV team? Didn't they play, like, Hargrave, like, years ago?
Yeah, that was weird. They did that. I mean, they used to have, like, a freshman team and a JV team and all that stuff. But, yeah, Dooley.
Yeah, freshmen weren't allowed to play varsity.
Was it Dooley or Botch who had a JV game against Hargrave a couple of years ago?
That smells – I don't know. I mean, either one of those morons.
Yeah.
I'd like to blame Butch just because, you know, we've taken Hayden Butch Jones to an art form, but
you know, hate him more than Dooley.
Yeah, I mean Dooley, I'd really like to just slap him across the face once.
Dooley was a dork, but Butch Jones was an a-hole. Like he's just
I'd like to see. Like, you remember in Game of Thrones where they put the big woman, Brienne of Tarth, into the pit with that Kodiak bear? Yeah. That's what I'd like to do with Butch Jones. Put him in a steel, some kind of, like, giant steel bowl.
No.
And have like have it all greased up and then just throw them in there with a bear.
I don't know about all that. It seems a little extreme, but wow, you really hate Butch Jones. Go ahead.
Number two, Governor Abbott of Texas has just issued an executive order requiring all Texans to wear a face mask in public in counties with 20 or more COVID-19 cases. His latest executive order also gives local officials authority to limit gatherings of more than 10 people. It is hot down there in the Lone Star State. You've got them in California now, and I'm wondering, Russ, it's going to have a direct impact. You imagine if the Texas teams can't play football?
Yeah, no, that would be awful. It's so sad to me, the mask thing, and like I don't know what the effectiveness is about it, but I don't particularly want to get into the whole thing again, but it's just so sad that it's become that wearing a mask, being asked to wear a mask. Nobody's asking you to quarter British troops inside your house, right? Or a piece of cloth on your face if you go in a grocery store or something. And that has become a symbolic act of political fealty to whichever side of the aisle you lean on. And it's not. It is so blatantly not. But we've made it that because it's 2020 and everything's political. And it's symbolic of something. It's symbolic of the great depths of stupidity, which we have somehow struck this year in this country. But anyway, go on with your segment.
Number three, NASCAR heads to Indianapolis this weekend, Russell, for the Brickyard 400. Are you going to join myself and Trey Wallace in celebrating our Uncle Sam's birth and watch this race this weekend on Sunday?
They're not having the Indy 500, are they?
Yes. No, they're having the Brickyard 400.
Oh, that's Memorial Day. Probably not. I mean, if it's on TV and I'm just sitting there, which I hope I'm not just sitting there with nothing to do on Sunday. I don't have any big plans, but probably not. Is that considered a good race, like a good track for stock cars? Do drivers like running
there? No, I mean, not really.
Because it's so flat in the curves, right?
Yeah, and it's not very wide. But now I will say, Trey, what was it? A couple of years ago, they had an incredible race the last, 30, 40 laps? It was just insane. That's probably the best race I'd seen in the past 15 years was at the Brickyard 400 a couple of years ago.
Yeah, it was good. And usually I really don't like Indy just because it's so spread out and it's hard to pass. But, yeah, the last couple of years with the downforce package they put in, sure, Russell knows all about that. The competition has actually gone up, so it's actually been fun to watch.
I remember that year a couple of years ago when they had that debacle there with the tires where, like, nobody could keep tires. They canceled the race,
didn't
they?
Oh, Lord, that was 2008.
Has it been that long?
Yeah. Yeah, the only reason I remember it is that's the that may or may not have – the infamous story about me dropping the cub at the beach when he was a little boy.
Yeah, you dropped your child.
Yeah, it was awful.
I will say this weekend is interesting at Indy Bear because the IndyCar series is running – at the Speedway, but they're running on the road course. So the Xfinity Series in NASCAR is doing the road course on Saturday, and then the Indy cars are running the road course on Saturday. So they're having a pretty much a doubleheader of Indy and NASCAR same weekend at Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Should be a lot of fun up there. All right, number four, Cam Newton in a post on Instagram says his contract with the Patriots is about respect, not money. A lot of people, he's basically playing, for league minimum we talked about it earlier in the week with heavy incentives, but apparently he's saying that the only thing that money can't buy, the money cannot buy, but amongst the top of that list, it's so hard to, why does he do this? Respect is one of the things that money can't buy. This is not about money for me. It's about respect.
Okay.
I think it's these, yeah.
You don't believe him?
Oh, yeah, I totally do. Yeah. I mean, why wouldn't he? He's gotten healthy. He's a veteran quarterback. He's going to the New England Patriots, who have illegal film on every team in the league. They've got a commitment to winning. They somehow always seem to wind up in the Super Bowl. And I think Bill Belichick will have the offense tailored to his strengths. And I think he's got a pretty good shot at making the Super Bowl up there.
How about it?
You know, I mean, at his age, it's got to be what he's looking for, don't you think?
Yeah, he's in the legacy building portion of his career for sure. Is that it?
All right. Yeah. Well, no, we got one more. Number five. This is coming out of Bossier City, Louisiana.
Bossier.
Bossier?
Yeah, it's my wife's from Bossier.
Really?
Right across the river from Shreveport. They're ate up with the coronavirus down there right now. It's not good times.
Well, they got a guy that's ate up with dumbass. Police in Louisiana were able to reel in a man captured on video swimming through the 13,000-gallon fish tank at the Bass Pro Shops. Yeah.
he got in the tank at Bass Pro Shops?
Yeah. Kevin Weiss, age 26.
You've seen those, right? Those giant, it's like, huge. With the waterfalls and everything you got in that thing?
With the bass? I mean, they've got all kinds of fish in them.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
He plunged into the indoor aquarium at a Bass Pro Shops in Bossier City.
Bossier.
Last week to follow through on a promise he made to followers on the social media platform TikTok. And he said if he got the 2,000 likes, he'd jump in the tank. He got way more than that, and he didn't want to be a liar. So they heard a big splash at the store. They thought it was one of the fish. And then they figured out real quickly, no, somebody was in the tank swimming. He was able to get in the tank, swim, jump out, and run out of the store in wet clothes.
Really?
Yeah. But Bass Pro Shops filed a complaint with Bossier.
You can't just let that slide. Next thing you know, everybody's
going to
be
trying. They had to empty the thing and clean it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because of one guy?
Yeah.
Are there fish that fragile? Yeah.
Apparently they can be.
Seems kind of soft, you know? To me, soft fish.
Well, I don't know. I mean, can fish catch coronavirus?
I don't know.
And you just said it was a hot spot, right?
They did it at the pyramid about 3 weeks ago, somebody did.
Oh, so they got to crack down on it because now this is a viral thing. It's like licking the ice cream. You know, people are going, oh, I'm going to go jump in the – some knucklehead will do it out in there, Sevierville. Up there across from Smokies Park, some idiot.
That'd be a good idea.
Well, why don't they put just some red-bellied piranhas in there then?
Oh, yeah, there you go. Put a shark in there.
Jump on in there.
Did you see the video, Bear, of the giant, I don't know, what, a hawk, seagull, some sort of seabird?
No, that's an eagle.
Carrying that shark?
Yeah. I mean, it was a juvenile shark. That's like pretty good-sized awesome. Shark.
It was at the beach, this huge bird, the seabird, was videoed basically just flying with a small baby shark in its talons.
It looked like a pretty good sized shark. I mean, that was I think they think it's a I can't remember what it was, definitely an eagle. But yeah, that thing starts kind of thrashing around, Trey, and that eagle didn't miss a beat. It just clamped down tighter. The only bad part is sometimes the birds of prey like that will drop.
One at a time. One at a time, please. You done, Bear?
Well, I was going to say, they'll drop, you know, sometimes they'll drop their prey, you know, to kill it. Could you imagine laying on the beach as damn eagles flying over the shark and it lands in your lap?
It could be a land shark attack. What if it bit you?
Sharknado.
Top 5 at 5 brought to you by Citizens National Bank. Ask about free reward checking at Citizens National Bank. Call today 865-453-9031. You could visit them online at cnbtn.com. Yeah, free reward checking, free checking accounts, free internet banking, free bill paying, free e-statements. No minimum balance requirements with checking accounts at Citizens National Bank. Again, 865-453-9031 to speak to a banker now or go to cnbtn.com. Whataburger is talking about coming to the Volunteer State. Trey, I know you're Alabama. You probably grew up with Whataburger. Are you excited about the potential of a new fast food chain coming to the Volunteer State?
I haven't had Whataburger in a while, but yeah, we had one on Government Street and a Mobile, and I don't know, maybe once a month the family went.
Once
like
a month?
Type thing.
That seems like a lot. That seems like a lot.
No, it doesn't. No one in burger shame
that's
you, Trey.
A lot.
How often do you go to your favorite burger joint, Bear?
At least once a month.
I had a burger yesterday with the great Jerry R. Givens over at the Carolina Ale House. And, oh, my God, it was the first burger I had. I don't know. It's been several months. It's delicious.
I've never had Whataburger. Trey, explain to me the appeal of the Whataburger.
Yeah, I think it's more or less the breakfast.
Overrated.
To me, I don't do the burgers there. If you know,
overrated.
Usually whenever we just had a rough night downtown Mobile, we'd stop by Whataburger on the way home and get a chicken biscuit.
Huh.
Yeah.
Not a ringing endorsement.
Not driving, but in a taxi.
I'm all for, obviously, you know, more business is good. More choices are good for East Tennessee. I'm guessing they would go to Nashville first, but they're saying that they're considering multiple locations in the Volunteer State.
They were talking about Murfreesboro, which I guess is basically Nashville, sort of.
That's too far away. If I go to Nashville, I'm not going to Murfreesboro just for Whataburger.
Well, it's 40 miles away.
I want to see what all the hubbub's about In-N-Out.
We talked about it on the show, right? I had that this past winter. It was overrated, man. It was so hyped up. It was pretty good, but it was so hyped up. It was not nearly as good as I thought it would be.
I've yet to find anybody that can explain to me, give me any kind of explanation of what sets it apart. If both of y'all had it, Trey, have you had an In-N-Out?
Yeah, I've had In-N-Out. I've had a Shake Shack.
I haven't done Shake Shack either.
Shake Shack kind of reminded me of what's the one that they got one out, Steak and Shake.
Steak and Shake. I like Steak and Shake. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad. A little pricey.
Yeah, but then Steak and Shake reminds me of Five Guys.
No, Five Guys, to me, Five Guys is for, and I know it's not fast food per se, but it's pretty darn good. I mean, it's like in between a restaurant and a fast food burger. I enjoy Five Guys.
Yeah, I like a good griddle burger. It's not bad. Muya's, pretty good too. They got a solid burger.
Vanilla Ice has canceled a 4th of July concert scheduled in Texas, following pleas from local health officials who worried that such an event could exacerbate the state's coronavirus outbreak. I guess
wasn't
you could.
Nobody going to show up for that, Russell? Hey, that was just a publicity stunt to get his.
2,500 people they were expecting.
Really?
Yeah, they sold them. They sold 2,500 tickets, just like that dumbass prison north of us sold 4,000 tickets to that country singer last weekend.
You know what? So Vanilla Ice canceled the concert. I guess you could say, Bear, that he stopped, collaborated, and listened.
uh, Dad jokes, you got a million of them. I don't understand why did they let that concert go on last weekend? If the state's under an emergency order right now.
That's a good question. Why does Vanilla Ice have the power in this situation? Why can't the municipality step in and say, no, we have a pandemic that's raging right now and our hospitals are being stressed right now. Sorry, Vanilla Ice, you're going to have to reschedule. Why is it up to Vanilla Ice? Why is it up to the Go Ninja, Go Ninja, Go guy in this situation?
I mean, why was it up to, what's the guy's name at the concert up at Brushy Mountain?
Chase Rice.
I mean, why? On what planet did somebody think it was a good idea with what's going on right now to get 4,000 people shoulder to shoulder?
Well, I don't know if you've been paying attention, Bear, but we've had pretty much every day for the past 2 months in this country, thousands of people shoulder to shoulder in cities all over this country, outdoors, at events.
Yeah. And I've said about every one of them, including the protests and the riots. Call me crazy. Seems like a really bad idea. You know?
Protests,
I realize that
everybody's
got the right to assemble.
I agree, Bear, but they also weren't paying $30 for a ticket to be there.
Meanwhile, Pizza Hut and Wendy's, nearly 1,200.
Yeah, I knew you were going to bring this.
I know this is close to your heart, Bear, a known Pizza Hut enthusiast. I mean, if Pizza Hut and Wendy's were to shut down, Bear, that's 50% of your diet right there. What are you going to eat?
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what you can eat, Russ.
Oh!
And then cucumber. They aren't. That's one granted, it's a large franchisee.
1,200 Pizza Huts.
And what, 400 Wendy's?
Yep.
But I've done some research. Have you done your research?
I'm sure you
have. I've done mine. The Pizza Hut that delivers to the Bears Den is not owned by that guy.
It's a slippery slope.
So
man.
My local franchise is safe.
First domino to fall.
Where are they closing them at?
I imagine all over the country. I mean, you guys got, what did you say, Russ? 1,200 of them?
Yeah.
So
Domino's just sitting back. All right, yeah, you close all those, buddy. Please do.
God, Domino's is garbage.
Tough times.
It's just bad pizza.
Tough
it
times.
Really is.
Tough times in the pizza game. It's not bad pizza, man.
It is, too.
It's okay.
It's not even.
First of all,
the GOAT is there, Pizza Hut.
First of all, no. That's just wrong. Second of all, there's no such thing as bad pizza. All pizza has value. All pizza matters. Go ahead, try cancel.
Last time you had an oven pizza, Russ.
Even oven pizza is pretty good. Pizza, as a wise friend of mine once told me, pizza is a lot like sex. Even when it's not very good, it's still pretty cool. Stay with us. The drive continues. Tanner Carson is in with a special holiday-themed edition of Jam.
Heck yeah.
Or not a jam. More of your phone calls coming up as well. The drive continues right here on Fan Run Radio.
The drop.
Fan Run Radio, the drive continues. Russell, Bear, and Trey back with you, taking your phone calls at 865-546-8200. Tanner Carson is here. We're getting set to play Jam or Not a Jam this afternoon here on the show. And it has been a decent show, I must say. I'm not going to go overboard with it. It's been decent. It's had its moments.
I feel like we put on a pretty good show today.
I think so, too. Trey, what would you give it? A scale of 1 to 10, 10 being outstanding, our best effort.
I'd give it a 7. I thought we've had a good week.
7.5, maybe 8.
Yeah,
I'd give it a solid 8.
I mean,
we had Barrett and Dan on.
Granted, we've been known to throw a 4 or 5 out there occasionally. Like, it can happen. And by the way, we have not talked at all about what's going on at Oklahoma, as because you remember they were a little bit late. They're just now coming back. Everybody,
oh, yeah.
The SEC schools came back a month ago. They're just now coming back. They've had 14 players test positive as they begin their workout. So not only are they going to be a month behind Tennessee, assuming we get this game played, we'll have a month more of off-season conditioning workouts ahead of them. But, you know, that's 14 guys that are going to have to quarantine for at least 10 days and will be – you know, they're not going to get started until July 10th or maybe even later. So, I guess,
so they are,
yay us, advantage Tennessee.
I mean, are they – here's the thing when these teams are putting out this information. Are they saying that they're positive right now? Are they positive and asymptomatic? Are they positive for the antibodies? Because I'm starting – I work with – someone at my other job who, you know, just sent everybody that works together a text. She had it back in February. Just got her test back. And I remember when she had it.
She took the test in February and just got, I don't understand.
No, she just took the, she's a
high risk.
A nurse at one of the hospitals. Oh. So they gave her just in the course of, you know, they took an antibody test and it came back positive for antibodies for COVID.
I got mine back this week.
I didn't know you went and got tested.
I took mine on Monday. I wasn't feeling good. I had some chest congestion, stuff like that. Came back negative for both.
That's good. Did you do the Q-tip in the brain?
Yeah, that was the worst. That's like it's like getting a flu test times two. Like a flu test goes like halfway up the nose. They just decided to tickle the back part of my brain. I mean, it was weird.
That's
where they go to basically the back of your sinus, the very tip of your sinuses.
That's interesting, guys, man. Because when Tucker, when good old Typhoid Tucker, which he doesn't have it, by the way, when he went and got tested, they did a throat swab.
Give me the throat swab.
They stuck that little skinny looking Q-tip straight up to the back of my brain and. Yeah, so I finally got that back this morning. That was a positive.
It was a positive because it was a negative.
Yeah, it was a positive because it's negative. Yeah, okay.
You need to clarify there. Yeah. Hey, Tanner, how are you, sir?
Hello, Russell. Doing good. Happy happy early 4th of July holiday weekend.
3-day weekend for Fan Run.
It's fantastic.
I'm feeling that.
Me too.
I understand you have a
4-day if you're on Get Blitzed.
Yeah, some of us.
Yeah, not for overtime. Not for overtime, boys.
Yeah, the Get Blitzed guys, only at Fan Run could we have a couple of guys who don't even do a 3-hour show, by the way. They do a 2-hour show. No offense, Tanner.
We don't work that hard. It's fine.
And we're blessed, right? We're blessed. Nate, over a week ago, sent out an email. It's like, guys, we're going to go ahead and take the third off as well. We'll have a 3-day weekend. Everybody's like, most people are like, that's fantastic. That's awesome. An extra day. I'll spend more time with the family, more time outside doing fun stuff, whatever it is we do. Only here would we have a couple of ingrates who would be like, you know what, that's pretty good, but I'm going to go ahead and need an extra day. Fourth of July is a big one for me. I'm going to go ahead and take over half the week.
A couple? Are you just letting Colin skate on this? I mean, it's Brandon, Rick, and Chance.
I mean, I wasn't singling anybody out. I said the whole team. Yes, I know Chance is part of the Blitz.
He kept saying a couple. A couple's two.
No, a couple is not two. A couple is a vague term meaning more than one.
No, I believe you may be wrong on that one, Russell.
When you say I'm going to go have a couple of beers with the guys, do you mean I'm going to have precisely two beers? No. I would have.
That means like six for
when
me.
You're referencing.
Give me a couple of fries. Oh, here's two. You get that? I'd be like, dude, what's up? Give me a couple of fries.
Couple. Two individuals of the same sort considered together.
Bear, you're just you're owned right now. Just be owned.
I'm not
admit
owned.
Defeat. You're
Talk
wrong.
About being owned.
You're wrong.
I mean, there was an auction last night for the deed to you online.
Just sit there in your wrongness and be wrong and deal with it.
Says the guy whose soul belongs to Christopher Falcon on Twitter.
May he rest in peace.
Why did he hang it up?
He said Twitter's gotten way too toxic, which he's not wrong.
Well, yeah, but
he's tired.
He's gonna quit. He's gonna quit, Vulcan. You quitter.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what he's doing.
Anyway.
I've been counseling him against it.
Anyway, you're wrong, Tanner. Please go on with your segment.
All right. So as you already teased it before the break, Russell, I do have a special 4th of July holiday themed edition of Jam. Or not a jam. Let's go ahead and kick it off with a bang, basically.
Oh, King!
Live from Hawaii.
I got that record for Christmas when I was a kid.
Powerful. I mean, just.
I'm playing this one the whole way through.
Just grabs you. Sing it, Elvis. Sing it. That's a jam.
Live from Honolulu. Absolutely.
Is he wearing like a full-on, is that a black jumpsuit or the white?
No, that was white. That was white.
White,
that jam. Oh, yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Trey?
He was into the lewds and peanut butter and banana sandwiches right at that point.
God.
Quaalude reference.
I mean, do you guys think he put the Quaaludes on the sandwich? Sorry, Trey.
I don't know. Oh, give me a Quaalude banana sandwich. Priscilla, you go down there to the jungle room. I think I left my Quaaludes down there.
Add a little cocaine to the top of that, please.
Quaaludes. God. Trey, is that a jam or not a jam?
Jam with a touch of cocaine.
Certified. American Trilogy. The great Elvis Presley. All
R.
right.
R.
This next song here, it's not really like a patriotic song, but with the 4th of July being a Saturday this year, I thought it was only appropriate. Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
One of the most underrated summer songs of all time.
Chicago Transit Authority. I wish you guys could see what I see right now. Tanner Carson, ladies and gentlemen, is like rocking out, singing with emotion.
I've been on Chicago kick recently.
Oh, yeah?
Have you watched Terry Kath Experience yet?
Yes. Oh, like the documentary? No, I haven't. I've been watching Terry Kath stuff, but I haven't. I've yet to watch that.
It's incredible. That song is a jam.
Double jam.
You know how I got into Chicago? Because I watched that movie, Clear History, on HBO with Larry David.
Great movie. Fantastic Larry David movie.
Never seen it.
Back-to-back unanimous jams.
Back-to-back unanimous.
That's a jam.
All right. Saturday in the Park, Chicago. Here comes song 3 of this Patriarch Edition. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle
fly. Yeah. Lady that stands in a harbor for what we
believe. And okay. So we're getting into some dangerous territory here because
this is a song written right after 9/11.
It's a trap. Because that's not a good song. It's not a jam, and it doesn't make me unpatriotic to say that. It's just that's cheap. He's basically cashing in on 9/11.
Absolutely, yes. That's a horrible song.
Yeah,
I'm assuming that's that idiot Toby Keith.
It's not.
Which one of those, you know.
Toby Keith is the one who wants to put a boot in your ass. Oh, put a boot in your ass. It's the American way.
That was Aaron
That's
Tippin.
That's not a jam either.
Aaron Tippin.
Yeah, Aaron Tippin.
Not a jam.
Yeah, no. He's tipping right on over. That song makes me want to go to Canada.
God. That is awful. Not a jam.
Ooh.
A lot of agreement on the drive this afternoon. We're all on the same wavelength.
For the Stars and Stripes and the Eagle Fly, Aaron Tippin, unanimous, not a jam.
We're on to you, Aaron Tippin, you crisis actor.
Oh my God. I'm just going to play song four.
Oh.
Wow.
Right before Apollo died.
Yep.
You ever hear Weird Al living with a hernia?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
God, bro.
I mean, that is... It doesn't get much better than James Brown doing Living in America. That's a jam.
Y'all talked about Elvis and cocaine earlier. Before y'all vote real quick, just after I recorded this one today to put in the computer, I looked up his 1988 CNN interview.
Oh, yeah.
There's never been a man higher on coke in the history of humankind than he was at that interview. He starts everything off by just saying, Living in America, before he even answers the question.
Yeah, I don't know. Freebase and Richard Pryor says hello.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, he did light himself on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, good point. Anyway, Russell, jam.
Jam, for sure.
That's a jam. Rest in peace, Apollo Creed.
And James Brown.
Yes.
No, just Apollo Creed.
Whoa.
What are you saying? You don't want to
Godfather of Soul.
James Brown. Yeah.
Rest in peace, Apollo Creed. He died while he was singing that song right after. So rest in peace, Apollo.
Damn. All right.
Trey, not a big fan of Godfather Soul. Okay.
Interesting.
Move along. Here.
But still a lot of agreement, though.
Yes. Broad agreement.
We'll see who agrees on this one. Russell, you know what's coming here. Here's the final one. As soon as we could see clearly
through our big black eye. Oh, he got it. I thought for sure this would be.
You asked for it.
I thought for sure this would be Lee Greenwood.
I thought it was going to be Jimmy playing the Star Spangled Banner.
Do you think the troops, like when they're charging into Iraq and their tanks and stuff across the desert, are like blasting this? Hell yeah, we're coming for you, Saddam. Put a boot in your ass.
I'm sure they were.
We'll put a boot in your ass.
No, I think it was more.
This is more to Bin Laden.
When I've read anything about it, it was those guys tend to trend more towards like Metallica.
Yeah, they were blasting metal.
They like some Wagner, right? Flight of the Valkyries? If Apocalypse Now and Jarhead are any indication. That is not a jam. That is awful. That is terrible. You talk about 9/11 profiteers. Toby Keith, you should be ashamed of yourself. Your music sucks. You suck. Your haircut sucks. Whoa. Your boot sucks. Stick that boot in your own ass, Toby Keith, you jerk. You suck. Not a jam. How's
yeah,
that?
No, I mean, you know where I stand on it. I mean, I think the guy should be stripped of his citizenship and left on a rock in the middle of the Indian Ocean.
God.
Just for putting out that crap.
I think Toby Keith would put his size 14 boot up both of y'all's asses. That's a jam.
Ha, some disagreement, finally.
I think Toby Keith would get his ass up.
Trey Wallace, the only defender of America. The only defender of America.
America. Hell yeah.
Toby.
You big Al-Qaeda fan, Russ? Big Al-Qaeda fan?
You're such a badass, Toby. Why don't you pick up a gun and head on out and go up there and tell some dude who's been living in a cave with a bomb strapped to his chest for the past 2 years, you get to stick a boot in his ass. See how that works out for you, Toby. What kind of name is Toby for a big country music star? Hi, guys, I'm Toby. You want to hear my new country music song? Get out of here, Toby, you dork.
Hey. Toby had some damn strong songs early in his career.
The hell you say?
And then what happened?
That. You just heard it.
No, it's not even just that. Remember Red Solo Cup? Y'all ever hear that one from a few years ago? Oh, that's god awful. Awful.
It gets me about these countries. They're supposedly so patriotic and American. They were writing those songs like in between the two towers falling. They're like, oh, man, this is going to be great. This is going to be great for business.
If you start hating on Garth Brooks, I'm going to come down from this mountain.
You're not coming down from anywhere.
You ain't coming down nowhere. You know? And we know Garth Brooks, they'd have to roll his fat ass up here to Knoxville, get it whipped again.
I really don't like, you know what, I'm done with y'all. I'm done. You hate on Garth Brooks and his American and We Shall Be Free songs and, you know, bringing America together. Y'all can both kiss my ass and have a good weekend.
All right, go on, get Trey Wallace. Bye. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord splits you.
Losers. Bye, losers.
You know what, quit. Take it off early.
He actually dropped.
Go on.
He actually dropped. Yeah. He's gone.
Take your ball and go home. We don't need you.
Uh-uh.
Go listen to Toby and Garth.
I have a confession to make, by the way, just on the topic of Toby Keith. I saw him in concert when I was 9 years old here in Knoxville. When he performed that song, the moment he said boot in your ass, the biggest American flag I've ever seen in my entire life dropped down behind him.
Well, put a boot in your ass.
He drove out onto stage in a big Ford F-150.
Bunch of damn fake cowboys. Idiot. Closest they ever got to a real cow was when they stopped to take a leak at an Arby's.
Well, he did say he should have been a cowboy back in the day.
Should have been a cowboy. If he's so proud of what, did he serve?
Okay, I think we made our point, Bear. Thank you, Tanner. What do you have coming up on overtime?
Going to be talking Jay Graham, of course, of that news today. NBA is a restart plan because apparently not only are they still trying to get the bubble in Orlando started, they're also probably about to have a second bubble in Chicago for the eight teams that aren't going to make the playoffs. I believe the term for it is going to be the Delete Eight. Not the Elite Eight, the Delete Eight.
Delete Eight.
I don't think they're officially calling that, but that's what the Internet's calling it. We'll talk 4th of July stuff.
Yeah, you know what that's really about? Is fulfilling those TV contracts so they can get that money, yeah. I bet.
Probably. All right, folks, we hop back up here.
Tanner, thank you. Overtime coming up next from 6 until 8. Now that Bear and I have pissed off, well, pretty much everybody, let's take our final break of the show. We'll come back and find out who's on the docket coming up next right here on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.
The docket brought to you by the Law Offices of Jerry R. Givens, a Zen Buddhist priest, filed a lawsuit today against Attorney General William Barr and other officials seeking to delay one of the four executions set to begin this month, which would be the first use of the federal death penalty in 17 years. The suit, filed by the ACLU and the firm Ropes and Grays on behalf of Segan Herkmeyer, a Buddhist priest who's been ministering to Wesley Perkey and an Indiana man on death row for murder and rape for more than a decade. Herkmeyer believes he has a, quote, religious obligation to attend Perkey's execution, which is scheduled for July 15th, but at 68, with a history of lung ailments, according to the suit, he is in a higher risk category for developing the coronavirus.
I don't think that's gonna fly.
That'd be ironic, right? You know, you get the coronavirus and die from attending an execution. That would suck.
What, going to an execution and then getting the coronavirus and die?
It's a two for the price of one for the Grim Reaper.
Yeah. Who was the last person? Was that McVeigh?
Was it? I don't know.
Timothy McVeigh?
Let's see. Look.
Boy, if you could execute somebody twice, it'd be that guy, wouldn't it? He'd get my vote.
Did we give him lethal injection?
Yeah. That's a lot better than he gave, you know, all those poor people in that building, including the children in that daycare that he could see through the window when he got out of that truck. Yeah.
Yeah, he's probably belling up to his afternoon game of chess with Hitler in hell right now, huh?
Yeah, I'd imagine. In a monster.
That is.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I don't know if that's grounds for, I mean, you know, with technology these days can.
Yeah, we'll zoom you in. We'll zoom you in. This guy is a convicted rapist and murderer. We'll zoom you into the execution if it's that important to you.
I wonder what the, I'll have to look that case up. I wonder why it's federal.
Law offices of Jerry R. Givens, folks. If you need any sort of legal advice, you can call Jerry's office. They'll put you in touch. The phone call is free. The advice is free. So what do you got to lose? It's Jerry R. Givens, primarily specializing in bankruptcy and family law. So if you need, if you go through financial issues or marital issues, Jerry can help with legal advice there. He also does personal injury, criminal cases, DUI, stuff like that. Website is jrglawtn.com. That's jrglawtn.com. Legal expertise you can rely on. The law offices of Jerry R. Givens. Russell and Bear wrapping up. You think Trey's really mad, or is he just like kind of saw an excuse to get off a little early? He's like, the Blitz guys are taking an extra day. I can go ahead and take an extra segment. Like, what's the harm,
right?
Yeah,
he saw the opportunity. He took it, you know. I mean, I've never tried to do it for a whole segment. I did it for the last 5 minutes of the show yesterday. I bailed. But, typical Trey. Typical.
So we're off tomorrow. We'll be back Monday. We got a big remote at Matlock Tires' new place in Hardin Valley on Wednesday. Looking forward to that. And we'll have a big week of shows for you right here on Fan Run Radio, The Drive, weekdays from 3 to 6. Overtime coming up next from 6 until 8. Let's grab a phone call from Roger to wrap up our time with you this afternoon. Hello, Raj.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Hey, doing well, thanks.
Yeah, that's
doing
wonderful.
Great.
I thought it'd be a good thing to do since you're out tomorrow, since the 4th of July. So I just want to ask you, as 4th of July, hard. I just want to ask you, I know a lot of people took it out for us. I just want to ask you, just care about you, Rob, but since it's 4th of July, I thought it'd be a good thing to ask you is, I just want to see if you all, I just want to ask you about the cookout. Cookout wise, for clients, I want to ask you is, do you have, as far as food wise, do you and Bear have a favorite food you like to eat cookout wise on 4th of July?
Absolutely. Go ahead, Russ.
I'm a big burgers on the grill guy.
Okay.
But just about anything, man, like steaks, ribs. Like, I'm not a grilling aficionado. I can do the basics, but if I'm at a cookout with somebody who really knows their way around, they got one of those like big green eggs or something, it's like, oh yeah,
yeah.
You know, this guy knows what he's doing. That's great.
Hi.
Yeah, Rob. I do the hot dogs, burgers, probably some brats, maybe some peppers and onions, all kinds of stuff. But yes, yeah, it's one of my favorite holidays.
What's your favorite, Raj?
I love hamburger hot dogs. My favorite hamburger hot dogs are my favorite.
Attaboy.
to eat.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, that's my favorite. I think it'd be a good time. I guess I need to ask you that Fourth of July. I guess that's one. That's probably a good time to ask you that question to y'all about that Fourth of July. And I hope you'll have a happy Fourth of July Saturday this weekend, y'all.
You too, Rod. You enjoy it, buddy.
Okay, thanks.
Happy birthday, America.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, buddy.
Rod's got my mouth watering.
Oh, he's fine. You know where his priorities are at.
Oh.
Could you imagine having to go to the grocery store to buy the food?
We should do a cookout, man. We should do a cookout since we haven't had like a whole station get together in a long time. We do a cookout somewhere?
I tried to get you guys to do the retreat thing. Probably the greatest idea in the history of Fan Run.
No, first of all, you're not doing that right now. You're not going anywhere and staying indoors with us for any let's start small, okay? A cookout. 3 or 4 hours together, outdoors, the grill, some beers.
Nah. All right, now.
What, are you scared?
Some of our... Well, no, I mean, some of our brothers have not been as careful as they should have been. I'm not that comfortable being in close proximity to them for the next, you know, week to 10 days.
You want to throw somebody under the bus?
Absolutely not. Do you?
Well, that's a first.
No, it's not.
You want to do it so bad right now. Just do it. Just...
No, I'm not. I'm not going to throw him under the bus.
Cody and Brandon and Rick, all of them. You're terrified. Thank you, Bear.
I told them and told them to be careful. Those guys are like nephews to me.
Thank you, Bear. Thank you, John. Not that Fulkerson. Fine. Have a great holiday weekend. Y'all be safe, please. We love you. Overtime up next here on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.